Taylor Swift's irresistible earworm shook the nation this summer. It's also the music backing Dance Team Alaska's YouTube video that aced out 2,000 others in an audition competition for a new reality show. Okay, before you groan another new reality show, take a moment to think just how hard it is to stand out in the crowds of people trying to get noticed for a show called Dance Battle America.
And so when we did it, we didn't think that it was going to really go anywhere. We just did it to have fun. And they picked us out of thousands of auditions. They picked 8 teams, and ours was one of them.
That's Courtney Milslagle, the only member of the 5-person Team Alaska who is out of high school. She appeared on the Jimmy Fallon show a couple of years ago, and since then she's set her sights on showbiz. Courtney enlisted her sister, Penny Wotaya.
I was super excited about it. When we heard about this whole TV show, we were totally excited. We knew that we were perfect fits for this.
Courtney choreographed the moves.
We would stay up super late trying to get the moves right, and trying to make it look perfect.
Then the group shot their audition tape on the Matanuska River Bridge in June. Cousin Sierra Kistler jumped on board.
We went to Walmart because it was super last minute. Like, she called me up, she's like, let's do it right now. So I was like, okay. So we went to Walmart and we bought some, we wanted it to represent Alaska. So not only did we do it on the bridge in Palmer with the mountains and everything, but we went and got some camo shorts.
And we bought a camo umbrella that was one of the props that we used.
We wore hats that were camo hats.
And it worked. It could have been the magic midnight sun, or maybe the fact that the girls didn't really take it seriously, that caught the producers' attention. Team Alaska was chosen to appear on the show's pilot production. They shared the stage with groups like Liquid Feet, a trio which turns deliberately bad dancing into comedy, and a trifecta of high-stepping sexagenarians called Silver Classics. The show aired live on ABC in September, pairing sets of dancers against each other.
From Los Angeles, California, it's my boys, Energy.
And from Wasilla, Alaska, here are my girls, Team Alaska.
The Wasilla team danced well, dressed in fuzzy fur boots and lots of icy blue and silver glitter. One of them, wearing a bear costume, did the worm, a move applauded by show choreographers.
The audience has voted, the results are in, and the winner of the battle...
Alas, viewers' votes chose the competition, a shirtless men's team called Energy, as the winner of that round. A post-show wrap-up, aptly named After Buzz, summed it up.
Team Energy brought a pull to their dancing, though.
That's kind of crazy.
They worked it, and Alaska was like the opposite end of the spectrum. They were like the cutest, sweetest,
they were so
innocent.
Well, fame is fleeting. What life lessons did they take away from their short stint in Tinseltown? Courtney says she realizes that show business is hard work after spending 10-hour days in the studio. So now back home in Wasilla, what's next?
People will recognize me around town, people I don't know, and people will, a lot of social media connection where they'll talk to me on social media and I have no idea who they are. As far as the entertainment business goes, I think it's more of a process of putting yourself out there and then, you know, something coming back from it. We haven't been reached out, or nobody's reached out to us, though.
Courtney says she would like to break into comedy. Her dream? A spot on Saturday Night Live.
I think that when you dream big, you know, you really put your life on a track when you dream. And so that's what it takes to get on that track. And people are always like, how do I do this? It's like, just believe you can do it. Come up with your goals and work on it.
Sierra says she now gets more recognition than usual at high school football games. She has set her sights on medical school, but she says the show, oddly enough, inspired her.
I wanted to be a choreographer, but I just kind of put that on the back burner because I was like, okay, well, I'm smart. I should do something with my brains, and it's probably never going to go anywhere, so whatever, I'll just be a doctor. But maybe I'll be a doctor / dancer.
Penny's not sure yet, but singing could be in her future.
Said I've been where you've been before.
Whatever happens, the Wasilla girls did represent their state in a fun and fresh way.
We all were bringing what we have to the table. You know, we have Alaska.
We were goofy.
So we played it up, and I mean, we're goofy people to start with, so we were who we were.
And Dance Battle America, ABC hasn't decided yet whether to pick up the show beyond the pilot. I'm Ellen Lockyer.